All right, what's up, guys? So in this one, I want to talk about hiring creators to 10x your output. Now, it's very important, as you might imagine, right? If you are the only one producing content, right? This is you, you're producing content, whether that's for YouTube, TikTok, even LinkedIn or Twitter, right? If you're the only person in the company producing content, I mean, you're limited, right? You can only do so much, right? You can only like record 2 to 3, maybe max 4 quality videos a day, right? But then you're not going on LinkedIn, maybe you're not going on TikTok, maybe you're not going on Twitter, right? So the only way to increase the output, because content, right, you are the one producing content. Content is what drives the sales, okay? And so, right, content equals money, literally directly, right? The more noise you make, the more money you make, right? If you make the right type of noise, but basically that's it, right? You can only do so much. Now, the easiest way to 10x your output, so to make more money here, to increase this value here, if you increase the content output. Now, how can you increase the content output? Is by having more people under your belt helping you out, right? These are people, by the way, helping you out producing more content, right? More content means more money, okay? That's simply it, okay? Now, I want to go over how I do this and how I hire people, because it's not easy, right? And depends on the type of platform you're wanting to produce content for. Each platform is different. So a video that performs well on YouTube, right, won't perform as well on TikTok, right? Because TikTok is a short form video platform. So the concept of the video on YouTube changes completely if you're posting it on TikTok, right? A post that does well on Twitter won't do as well on LinkedIn because the concept of these two platforms are different. Same thing for all the other platforms, right? And what do I mean by this? What do I want to get at? What I want to get at is that if you're hiring people for these platforms, you need to hire people dedicated that understand each one of these platforms, how each one of these work, okay? And that can be very expensive, right? Because good talent is expensive and creators that know what they're doing are even more expensive. Also, you do not want to hire someone that's just a content creator, just a YouTube video maker, just a LinkedIn influencer, just a Twitter influencer. No, you want to hire someone that understands your product, because if you're producing content, you have no idea what you're talking about, the content will be very, very bad. And honestly, of course, at the end of the day, the content needs to be valuable, because a bit of a tangent here, but you can hire two types of creators, right? One is an actual creator itself, where they're super autonomous, they actually give you ideas, they give you input, they come up with their own creative vision of where they want to create or how they want to create content for. Then you have the non-creatives, which are, I call them the tutorial or the bot following, right? And these are much more cheap, right, than these ones, right? And let me show you an example of one of these second ones right here, the tutorial like. So this was a girl we hired, right? She was great. I mean, she was a content creator. That's why she was comfortable in front of the camera. She knew how to speak, she knew how to say what to say, when to say. But the issue is that she was a follower, right? She was a robot, right? She was doing tutorial-like videos, right? She didn't have much creative input in thinking into, okay, these guys are paying me to promote this product. What type of content, what type of spin, what type of concept can I develop here in a creative way to promote the product? Not just making tutorial-like videos, because they're all tutorial-like videos. She's just going over the basically the features we have, right? Not very creative and also super, super short, because she was originally a short form content creator and I tried to make her adapt to long form content, right? And that didn't work, right? Because short form people know how to do short form content very well. If you try to make them adapt to long form, it doesn't really work, right? We started with these type of content, for example, right here. I mean, she started recording Loom videos again, sort of long form 4 minutes, but they were tutorial-like videos, okay? Not very engaging, still good, but not very engaging, right? Still good for brand mentions, but not very engaging. And then the short form creator in her took over, which is nice, and she started producing videos like this with her face on the right. But again, mostly tutorial-like videos, mostly product overview videos, which are great, man, are great. We also need these types of videos, right? Product overviews are great. But my goal with YouTube and your goal should be also to get as many views as possible. And to get as many views as possible, you need infotainment, right? Infotainment is where you teach people something, right, in an interesting, entertaining way, right? and she did not do this. Okay, maybe we haven't gave her enough time, but I'm using this example as an example of what you can expect if you're hiring people that charge less, people that are firstly focused on short form, and people that you can tell right off the bat that they will not be creative. That's why when I'll show you this in a second here, when I make these job posts on Upwork to find these creators, I make sure, and this one I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but when I'm talking to the people, I tell them, listen, you have full creative freedom over the content. I want you to be creative. I want you to come up with the concepts of the video based on what you as a content creator think would pop up for our product. Okay, I do not want you to create tutorial-like videos. At least that's where we're at the moment. You might want to create someone to do tutorial-like videos because maybe you have zero presence on YouTube and content creation, so you might want to hire someone more affordably or cheaper to just record tutorial-like videos. I recommend you to do so. We started with those ones too. I was the one recording them, but I did a bunch of tutorial-like videos, just going over, okay, hey, this is our product, this is what it does, this is what this feature does, bam, next video. I recorded a bunch of videos that were just tutorial-like. But in my opinion, from the data, right, I see that most revenue comes from the videos where you are creative, right? Where, for example, right here, this is what I'm talking about right here, a video going over, right, asking how much using AI. And then, I mean, it's a video going over like a sort of a infotainment type of video where I go over what I want to explain to them, which is AI versus humans, but it has a little intro, which is, I mean, somewhat edited, somewhat funny, right? Like it's infotainment. It's not just a boring video going over, listen, hey guys, this is what we do, this is what product does, because that's boring. That will work only to some extent. Bit of a rant here, but hopefully it was valuable. Now, how do you find creators? I mean, this is what I do. Just post a job post like this on Upwork and you'll find people, right? Give them what the brand is, give them what the types of videos you want are. If you don't have videos yet, just paste here some channels of content you want to be doing or you're inspired from. Tell them it's a long form, right? Long form, because you're gonna get a bunch of short form people trying to apply and you do not want them, okay? And tell them they have full creative freedom, big one. This is a way also of essentially you telling them, listen, you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, and creators like that, okay? Payment, I started with 2K for 15 videos, ideally. By the way, this is super cheap, okay? Creators are very, very expensive. When we're not paying like these monthly retainers, to just pay creators for one-off videos, you'd be looking at 200 minimum per video. 200, 300, 400, 800. We pay €800 for videos sometimes. We had a guy asking for 3,500. So creators are very expensive, okay? Now, granted, those creators are more expensive because they're posting it on their own channel with an existing audience already. This right here, what you're gonna be doing with this content is you're gonna be creating multiple branded channels, right? In this case, you know, and posting it on them. Okay, so the goal here is having multiple creators, right, working on multiple different YouTube channels. Each YouTube channel should be branded, right? I mean, Journalist AI, AI Journalist, or Try Journalist AI, or Get Journalist AI, so different variations of your brand name, right? And you have a dedicated creator for each channel. So multiple creators, one on each channel, okay? That's the goal here. Then it's a matter of like managing people, and I mean, I won't dive too deep into this because you'll understand once you're in it. Hiring people, speaking with them, it's a human relationship. You want to bounce ideas back off of each other, speak with them, talk with them, keeping them happy, right? And the whole goal is to get views, right? And to test this out and see if this works for you, because this might not work for you, okay? This is what we're doing, how we're doing it, and the reasoning behind it, okay? Because more content means more money. And again, make sure to hire people. This would be the bare minimum you'd be paying for a quality human to record videos for you. Below this, you're gonna get a lot of trash talent. Okay, people that, where their accent isn't maybe very good at English, but most importantly, where below this value, right, people will not be creative because they're not being paid enough to be creative. Because recording a video isn't just about recording the video. There's a whole creative process behind it, right? What am I going to record a video about? How am I going to say it? What am I going to say? When am I going to say it? Doing the CTAs, right? The whole research, right, before actually writing the content for the video.